This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. This right here is Greg Ducharme. And Greg, here it is. Saturday night, bud. We're on the eve of finding out who wins the U.S. Open.
And this is a classic Saturday at the U.S. Open, right? We always expect Saturday to be the most difficult day. Yeah. And this was the day that separated the men from the boys, for lack of a better term. The players who really had their game, the guys that understand what's going on with their game. They have no weakness right now. Hanging around the top. And then you have the guys that were off just a little bit, and they were punished for 18 holes.
I don't think anyone needs to feel sorry for us, but just to put into perspective what's going on here in Brookline, it is cold. It is windy. The course played very difficult, 3.5 shots over par. It was a true test of golf.
The first time we've ever had a winter coat on the First Cut Podcast.
And you forgot yours.
We should have two. Yeah. We really should have two, at least. It got cold in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the greens were so firm. I was covering holes 11, 12, and 13. And on 12 and 13, player after player, they just couldn't figure it out. And even good shots took really big bounces to the back of the green. So the players were on the defense all day, even if they were in position in the fairway. If they were in the rough, that created a whole different issue.
Yeah, it was a beast out there. The two guys tied at the top. Will Zalatoris, Matt Fitzpatrick, let me count them up, 0 PGA Tour wins, obviously no major championship, at least Fitzy's got a couple of European Tour wins. He's the favorite. Are you surprised that he's the favorite?
I am a little surprised he's the favorite. I mean, Will Zalatoris has been, I guess my expectation would be that they're the same, right? They're very similar in their records on the PGA Tour. Will's younger, but... is there more evidence that Matt Fitzpatrick's going to win tomorrow than Will Zalatoris?
No.
I don't think so.
Will was not kidding when he said he was a major championship player, right? Like,
we
kind of made fun of that for a little bit, but he wasn't kidding. He's piling up top tens.
Yeah, and I mean, look, he's not done tomorrow.
He
hasn't locked up a top
sure.
10, but if he does finish in the top 10 tomorrow, you're looking at, seven top 10s in majors?
I don't know. We'll count the yellow squares.
It's either six or seven yellow squares.
Yeah.
And only three events in majors without a yellow square. One of them he had to withdraw.
Yeah, he hurt himself at an Open Championship. So it was a 3-under 67 for Will Zalatoris, in which he led the field in putting. That I think is the, I don't want to say it's the red flag. I'm not flashing sirens of danger, but we know that's his weakness. If he gains three strokes putting on Sunday, he wins this in a landslide. But that. Unlikely to happen.
Yes, but the good thing about Will Zalatoris is he has a game that's strong enough to back it up. And he also at the PGA Championship was ranked very highly, maybe even leading. I don't remember off the top of my head, but possibly leading heading into the final round of the PGA as well. And he held in there, and he ended up getting into a playoff. He tied for first through 72 holes.
How good is this? Producer Jacob just airdropped me. Technology is amazing. We're coming live from Brookline. And producer Jacob just airdropped me Will Zalatoris' major championship results. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yellow squares. Those are top 10 finishes in 7 starts. And one miscut, 1 WD.
Yes. So very, very impressive. And tomorrow, looking to add the first green square.
Ooh.
That's what he's trying to do.
I know. They're tough to get. Ask Matt Fitzpatrick, who's a 2-under 68. And this was, we were watching in the media center, and We were just kind of looking. It's like, oh, Fitzpatrick's one under, and he made a bunch of pars. Now he got to two under, and he's just made a bunch of pars. It was kind of slow and steady wins the race when you're talking about Matt Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, and he's done that all year, which has been such a nice thing to watch. But the thing that really stands out to me about Matt Fitzpatrick in general is he is about, and this is why this event is perfect for him. He's like 163rd or 82nd, something like that, in birdie average, but fourth in scoring average. And it's the biggest spread of anybody by a long shot. And in the how do you do that? Well, you avoid bogeys. And what do you need to do in a U.S. Open? Avoid bogeys. Yeah. So when the golf courses get really difficult, Matt Fitzpatrick, his game stands out.
Would it help to grow the game if either a guy who has a figure eight in his putting stroke wins or a guy who chips cross-handed? That tells you anybody can do it.
Yeah, perhaps. All you have to do is hit it like Matt Fitzpatrick and Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, the rest of their games.
You could win the U.S. Open, too.
The rest of their games are pretty sharp. John Rahm is lurking and ran into disaster on 18. We're going to have to talk about that. We'll get into the odds with 18 to go. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we're back. John Rahm. Again, we were in the media center, and it was like, he's on 15, and I'm saying, there's no way he loses this. 16, no way he loses this. 17, no way he loses this. Hits it into the fairway bunker on 18, smacks it into the lip, leaves it in the bunker, dumps it in the front bunker, gets up and down from there. It's a double. Now one shot back, 3 under par for the event of both Zalatoris and Fitzpatrick.
It was an unfortunate circumstance on 18, yeah. But I think there's a world where he's very happy it happened on Saturday and not on Sunday.
Yeah.
If that happened to lose the U.S. Open, it would be disastrous. Even if it ends up costing him the U.S. Open by a shot tomorrow, he'll be extremely disappointed. But he has the chance. And just because he's one back, by no means does it put him out of it. And really, realistically, he should be favored ahead of Zalatoris.
I thought so too.
And Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, we're going to get to the odds in a second, but we were talking about it offline here, and it was like, okay, when we were getting to who's the favorite, I assumed it was going to be John Rahm.
Right. Well, and you think about what one shot is in a U.S. Open. Think about how quickly the tide has turned for John Rahm, yeah. for Scottie Scheffler multiple times.
Colin Morikawa, who shot a 77.
It can happen in the blink of an eye. So I think John Rahm's the strongest player up here, but he's not the favorite.
Scottie Scheffler gave us all the warm and fuzzies in the media center because it looked like he was just going to run away with this thing for a second. He went from 1 under par to 6 under par for the tournament very, very quickly, almost a blink of an eye, then back down to 1 under. He ended up settling in two under par. It was a 1-over 71 on Saturday, and there were times I thought today that he looked more uncomfortable than I've kind of seen him for a while, despite all the great shots that he hit.
Well, he made a couple of critical mistakes in the 11, 12, and 13 that happened to be the my
Those
feature
holes
of the day. And on 11, he made the mistake of going long, and he airmailed it, so it almost goes into the penalty area.
Which you told me he was like the only guy kind of on that flat long there.
Yeah, at least at least of the later groups. Yeah. So Brandon Matthews hit it back there earlier in the day. There may have been one other who got it all the way down there, but that's a big mistake on a 141-yard hole to airmail it, kick off the back bank, and almost into the penalty area. He was fortunate it didn't get in there, and he was fortunate to have a backswing. And then he made another mistake at number 12 and another missed the fairway with an iron at 13. And it started to snowball. But I think the fact that he got in at 2 under par is huge. He is still very much in this tournament. And I have to think Ted Scott played a big role in settling him down at that point.
Yeah, so here's the board, Greg. And we were kind of just chatting earlier. Anybody under par is probably still in this, right? So one under, that's within three shots. You could go back further than that, but you're talking about Nick Hardy, Denny McCarthy, Gary Woodland, Seamus Power. Love those guys. They're probably not going to chase down John Rahm and Sam Burns and Scottie Scheffler. So that keeps Rory in the mix. It keeps Sam Burns in the mix. And, of course, it keeps Adam Hadwin in the mix.
Yes, most important.
Most importantly.
He's been in the mix all week, and we don't expect anything to change.
Obviously.
But he really did. He's held on strong. It's been a difficult week for a player of his style, and he's really impressed me.
Well, that's what I find so interesting is, you know, Colin Morikawa goes out in the final group, and he's dropped from featured group coverage by the time he makes the turn, right? And guys of that caliber are going south so quickly, so that when you see Adam Hadwin, who kind of struggled on Friday, fight back, get himself back into position, he's probably not going to win, but he can contend and he can earn a lot of points and have a great finish. That to me is impressive.
Yeah, it is absolutely impressive. And he's battling a different golf course. For Adam Hadwin to hit it in the rough, it's a totally different story than Rory McIlroy hitting it into the rough or John Rahm hitting it into the rough. It's just a different story. So really impressive from him. But you're probably right. I don't think he has the firepower.
We are kind of overdue for like a outside, like, you know, all
you
these
were spoiled.
I don't think
have we been spoiled.
I mean, we could run down the list of major champions. They're all like stars, right? In the last 20 of them.
Is this a chicken or the egg thing? You win majors, you become a star.
That's true. We'd have to go back and look at how we thought about them that
week. If Adam Hadwin wins the U.S. Open tomorrow, does he become a star?
No.
No.
But if he then goes on to win like six more times, we'd be like, we knew, because after that win, of course, this makes
sense.
The U.S.
Open, the Open, the Masters, then maybe he'd be a star.
Speaking of stars, Rory McIlroy played shot a 73. That's 3 over, and it was ugly out of the gate. He made bogeys on 2, 3, and 6. He then played his second 9 at even par, which out here in these conditions was excellent. But that was, to me, the most disappointing thing, not only because of how great Rory has played, but how confident he was, how comfortable he was. To really start slow, it just kind of really cut into his chances early.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those early holes are extremely difficult.
Yes.
2 is brutal. 3
Horrible,
is brutal. 4 is brutal. These holes are not easy. And so you have to be really on your game in order to handle them. The thing I find interesting is you told me that he bookended his round with big hooks.
Yes.
But on number 12, after he made a really big birdie, gave us a fist pump at 11, he hit a big hook at number 12 as well. So that's a concern. Rory's hitting it, missing left with the driver. That could be very concerning. But what he's doing on the greens is so impressive. If he straightens it out off tee to green, he could shoot a 65 tomorrow. I think he's one of the few that can.
I think he had a stretch of holes where he had 8-1 putts in 9 holes, and I don't know if he still is, but he at one point today was still leading the field in strokes gained putting for the week. That's very anti-Rory way of doing it. I'd actually be disappointed if Rory ends up leading the field in putting for a week at a major championship and doesn't win it.
Well, he's had 2 events in his career where he's led the field in strokes gained putting for the week and won both of them.
There you go.
2016 Arnold Palmer Invitational and the CJ Cup this year where I played him in 1 and done.
I wasn't expecting you to do that. Just like a drive-by, like, remember this one-and-done situation.
I'm also in 5th.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We're also, Mark has Wills Out Tourist this week. So we are totally just
I think screwed. I do, too.
Yeah, you do. You and the fans.
Yeah. But still, Mark's just running away.
Yeah, you're playing for second at this point. Here are the odds. As mentioned, Matt Fitzpatrick is the favorite. Will Zalatoris is – so usually this will update. 330, plus 330 for Matt Fitzpatrick, plus 350 for Will Zalatoris, John Rahm plus 400. Those are the big three. I can give you some more odds, but is there a bet to be made there on a Saturday night?
Are you comfortable with the Zalatoris number, or is it too short?
I honestly wouldn't bet either of these three.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Would you stick with, if you liked Rory at the beginning of the week, would you stick with Rory?
I would hold with Rory.
I think Rory he's the guy, not only because I said it was over last night, but he has the firepower to go shoot a really low number tomorrow. And I don't think the Adam Hadwins and the Joel Damons and those players have that ability to chase down a leader. I think Rory does.
Rory's 10-1. I believe the only bet that I would make on this Saturday night is, honestly, I think this was the same exact bet that was available on Saturday on Friday night. Sam Burns at 16-1.
Okay.
He's three back. He's playing with Rory, which is going to be an awesome group. But wasn't he 16-1 last night?
Yeah,
as well?
I think he was. He held ground. And that's okay on a day like this.
Yeah, he
shot
a 71 and gained,
what do we have
gained
for Scheffler?
Strokes. Scheffler is 6-1.
Okay, 6-1.
Two back.
A little tight, but I feel like we haven't given him enough respect.
No, when he got to 6-under, the media center was foaming at the mouth and like, holy crap, this guy's going to do it again. We have not given him enough respect.
Right, but it got tough and he came back.
Yeah.
Made huge putts today too, just like Rory. And I think in a U.S. Open, it's important to be confident with the putter. I don't think you're going to find it if you don't have it on the greens on a Sunday of a U.S. Open. It's the one event where I think your putter really has to be working heading into Sunday. And so I like that aspect of Scotty, and I like that aspect of Rory.
So just to recap here, we've got 9 under par. The big names include Will Zalatoris, Matt Fitzpatrick, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, Rory McIlroy. This is shaping up to be special.
Yeah, it is on a great setup, an unbelievable golf course in freezing cold weather.
And it's going to be colder tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we're dropping another 10 degrees tomorrow.
All right.
Hopefully not as windy, so you're going to need to find a jacket.
I'm going to add another layer. I might just wear 2 sweaters tomorrow.
There you go. All right, we'll be back after the final putt drops here at the Country Club to discuss our new U.S. Open champion. Big thanks, Greg, behind the camera. Producer Jacob doing all the hard work over there behind the lights. That's Greg Ducharme. You can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.